Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Can you believe the last 3 months went by that fast? Seems like we just finished Pledge Drive, and here we are again. That's how fast time goes. Patrick Madrid here reporting for duty. Thank you for listening. It's a regular show. You can be on the air with your comment or question as per usual. Here's the number to call, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And Mary Graham will be joining me soon to talk a little bit about our Pledge Drive stuff, but we'll get to that eventually. I want to share with you a snippet of some audio from Chelsea Clinton. And you may say, who's that? Well, you may remember a certain president, Bill Clinton, and his wife, Hillary Clinton, who ran for president a few times. And their daughter, the only child, Chelsea, has grown up. She's all grown up now and married with children. And she's sort of making her way little by little into public policy discussions. And I have here some audio. Would you say, Cyrus, about 40 seconds or so of her talking about immunizations?
Is that right? I whittled it down. Well, I didn't edit it. I just took a 45-second chunk. So it's a longer interview.
Right.
But I think this will give you the gist.
Okay. So here, and this is from the last few days. It's out there on social media now. And so Chelsea Clinton, well, you're going to hear what she has to say, but she's talking about the importance of immunizations.
A new effort that we're a part of is the new initiative launched by the World Health Organization last week to try to catch kids up on their routine immunizations. In 2021 alone, more than 25 million kids under the age of one missed at least one routine immunization. And so we're working with WHO and the Gates Foundation and others to hopefully have the largest kind of childhood immunization effort ever over the next 18 months to catch as many kids up as possible. Because no one should die of polio or measles or pneumonia, including in this country where we also need people to be vaccinating their kids.
Yeah. So, and that's part of a longer conversation.
You hear that, the Bill Gates Foundation?
I heard that.
She slides that in.
Yeah. And I want to return to that. One thing I do want to do, though, as we always do during Pledge Drive, and I didn't do it this morning, but I want to begin in prayer. Today, the first day of Pledge Drive, we have a big mountain to climb. And we'll tell you more about that. But in the meantime, why don't we begin with asking Our Lady to pray for us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And all the more so, please, Blessed Mother, pray for us in this valley of tears that we are in for all sorts of things, including uncertainty about things like, you know, we just heard Chelsea Clinton saying that we have to respect the science and the scientists. And I get that, and I believe in that, but maybe I have a slightly different take, because what do you do when you have a difference of opinion among scientists who will say, or even the scientists who have their control of, let's say, the media, for example. Now, what you heard Chelsea Clinton talking about a minute ago just is sort of just immunizations in general. COVID, part of that, but all the other immunizations as well. And Cyrus, did you notice that she used an interesting phrase twice that I heard in this segment? We have to catch the kids before they're too old.
I did notice that.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know that that necessarily has any sinister connotations, but given the context of people's, as she put it, uncertainty or hesitancy or people being, you know, fearful about side effects of vaccinations in general, I know that there's a whole debate about whether or not childhood vaccines could cause autism. And I'm not in that debate, but I'm aware of it. And I know that there are families who have had children who have gone in for routine vaccinations and have developed autism. And is there a cause and effect relationship? I don't know. And some scientists would poo-poo that and say that absolutely no connection whatsoever. But when it's your child and you're the one who has to deal now with the unknown, how did this happen? And what was the one thing that I can trace this back to that might have caused it? You can see why some people have that. And certainly in the medical establishment, the scientific establishment, there are no end of voices who are offering reassurances. This is not a problem. Here are the medical journal articles. Here's the science, et cetera. And I pay attention to that because I want to be as informed as I can be, you know, not being a medical professional. But at the same time, there are people who have deep concerns, which leads me to another little story here. I just want to share this with you as, I don't know, kind of a exhibit A kind of thing. This is why, or rather, this is an example of why some people get spooked, understandably so. This guy named Doug Brinole, I'm not sure how he pronounced his last name, Brignole, 63 years old, bodybuilder. If you look at his picture on Twitter, the guy is completely ripped. I mean, he's got an incredible physique. Well, did, because he died.
He's got six packs on his six packs.
He does. I mean, it's, and he's 63, or he was 63. And you may say, well, what happened? So the thing that made him sort of stick out is that a while back, he posted this on Twitter. He says, I have enough confidence in the vaccine. He's talking about the COVID vaccine in this case. I have enough confidence in the vaccine based on my research to get it done. Those of you who think the vaccine kills people can use me as a test. If I die, you were right. If I don't die and have no ill effects, you were wrong and should admit it, at least to yourselves. Better yet, you should admit that you were misled and tell the world who misled you and so that other people can benefit by avoiding those fear mongers. So he got his first COVID vax about a year ago. Well, a week after he got the booster shot, which is just like in the last several days, he dropped dead. He dropped dead. They found him face down in his apartment. He and his girlfriend had gone and gotten the booster shot together. And he had made a public thing about this. I mean, you can't say it any more clearly than he did. He says, I have confidence in the vaccine based on my research to get it done. Those of you who think the vaccine kills people can use me as a test. If I die, he said, you were right. If I don't die, you were wrong. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that because he did die, although he was in peak physical condition, better than, you know, maybe the average 20-year-old. And did this cause his death? I don't know. Does it give the appearance that maybe it caused his death? Of course it does. So with Chelsea Clinton's message, and you're right, Cyrus, she did mention the Gates Foundation. And we already know that the Gates Foundation, starting at the top with Bill Gates, you know, they have a penchant for wanting to reduce the population in this country. He said so on many occasions. We know from Obianuju Ikocha, for example, that in her research, she's from Africa, she's from Nigeria, and she has done her due diligence and demonstrated in a book that she wrote a few years ago, it's called Target Africa, meticulously footnoted. She shows that there were any number of healthcare initiatives that were underwritten by Bill Gates and others affiliated with him in Africa, whose efforts were intended to do things like reduce cholera and provide other healthcare benefits for people. But in fact, they discovered actually had depopulation as part of it, sterilization, et cetera. And if you say, oh, that can't be true. Well, look at, I mean,
he
the
said
evidence
it.
Is
He's
there.
Flat out said it. There, yes. He said, if we can get everyone vaccinated, we can depopulate the planet.
Yeah.
This is a goal of his.
So we, it is true.
Isn't it important that we're paying attention to that?
Well, see, here's the thing. If you pay the wrong kind of attention to it, then they will heckle you and shout you down and tell you that you're anti-science and you're not following the science. And what about the science? But if you pay the right kind of attention to it, you know, rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, isn't it great? That's okay. But if you dare to question, well, we have to take a break. But, I mean, take, for example, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he did an interview at, what was it, CBS or ABC, one of the two, because he's announced his candidacy for president for the Democratic nomination. We'll see where that goes. But part of his thing is expressing misgivings and skepticism about certain aspects of vaccinations, and they just simply edited that out. He's a major candidate, and they would not allow people to hear what he had to say. So my point is simply this. This guy, Mr. Brignole or Brignole, however he pronounces his name, and I apologize for not knowing, but I never heard of him before I saw this on social media over the weekend. And the man is dead, 63 years old, peak physical condition, boasting about how he knows that the COVID vaccine is not going to hurt anybody. And he says, if I die, you were right. And if I don't die, I'm right. And you were wrong. And he died a week after getting the shot. So it's things like that, among other things, that cause people to be hesitant and concerned and so
I'm
forth.
So glad we're not controlled by Big Pharma and we're allowed to ask these questions and talk about it.
Which we're not, of course. But they dearly do not want people, you know, kind of raising these questions and talking about it. I'm actually surprised at the story about the gentleman who passed away. May he rest in peace. I'm surprised that that was allowed to remain on Twitter. I suppose if Elon Musk wasn't in charge, that would be gone in a red hot hurry.
Guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, pledge drive. We got to take a break, but I'm coming back right after a message from Father Rocky, and I'll be joined in just a moment by Mary Graham. I like what you're doing with the music, Cyrus. I get it. And I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. This is a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported. That's you. So we're unable to bring you the Patrick Madrid Show or the Drew Mariani Show or even the Family Rosary Across America without your financial support. We do need your help. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. This velvet pouch is printed with the Divine Mercy image with a quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back. You can hang it on a bedpost or a doorknob, and it can hold your book of prayers or a similar-sized small book. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. It's only available today, and it's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
You know, of course, Father Rocky would think about hanging it on your doorpost or hanging it on your doorknob. I want to carry it as a cute little purse. What a great gift we have for you today. And today only, with your gift of $240, when you visit relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Of course, when you visit the website or open up that app on your smartphone, you can see this beautiful Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. And Patrick, help me out. Is it called a Dante? Is that what it is?
I suppose
the pouch replicates the religious Dante, a fabric holy card used for reflection and prayer. I got an old soul. I love things like this.
Yeah, I'm looking. I want to find where you see that because I want to make sure that I'm not mispronouncing it either. But by the way, everybody, thanks, Mary. Hey, by the way, hey, Mary, how you doing?
Great.
Good to see you. We get to do this only four times a year, so it's always a treat. Thank you. So, yes, Mary was mentioning this. If you want to see what Mary's talking about, just go to the show page. Well, just go to relevantradio.com. You'll be able to see it there. Click on Give Now, and you'll be able to see the premiums. So, yeah, Divine Mercy, hugely popular, Mary. So many people have experienced the power of God's grace in their own lives as associated with Divine Mercy. So this, I think, is going to be extremely popular. And like you said, it's today only. A blessing carrier is what it's called, and it's quite beautiful. If you want to see it, go to relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge safe and secure there, or use the Relevant Radio app.
Call now. It is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to say thank you so much to Lucille in Johnston, Rhode Island. You're going to get your beautiful carrier pouch that's got the Divine Mercy on it. We also have Rodolphe in San Francisco making that $240 gift. Santa Clara, California, anonymous donor making that special gift. You can get one too for your special gift today and today only. $240. It's the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's a pouch that replicates the religious detente, a fabric holy card used for reflection in prayer. This is what they used before printing presses were invented. People would handcraft these beautiful prayer cards. It's yours today for your simple gift of $240 at relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can see it for yourself. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Give hope during this hour, and your gift is matched 100%. It's a partnership challenge hour.
You done good, Cyrus. You done real good.
Thanks, partner.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
How sweet it is. Well, Cyrus is here. I'm here. Mary Graham is here. And you're here on the phone lines. Let's go to April in Rockville, Maryland. Good morning, April.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to.
Okay. So my question is, why doesn't God reveal himself? I know some Christians say that it's because he doesn't want to interfere with free will. He doesn't want to force us to be forced to believe and serve him. He wants us to choose it. But he revealed himself to lots of people in the Bible. So I'm wondering why he doesn't reveal himself nowadays.
You know, the question you're asking me is one that I have thought about and puzzled over many times myself. And so I can understand why you're asking the question, because I think it's a natural, normal question for people to wonder about this. Jesus had something to say about it. So let me begin with what he said. And this is in speaking to Thomas. Remember doubting Thomas, who didn't believe?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is in John chapter 20. And Thomas wasn't present when Jesus appeared one time before that to the apostles. He didn't believe them. So then when Jesus appears again and Thomas is in the upper room, Jesus says to him, he says, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side, in the wound. Do not be faithless, but believing. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Now, here's the part I wanted to share with you. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And I think that is what I would regard to be the core of the answer here, that faith is a supernatural gift that God gives people. We can have all the evidence in front of us and still somebody may not believe. And people could even have very little evidence and yet still believe. So it's not blind faith. It's the supernatural gift that enables people to see the evidence and believe it, but believe it more on the basis of God's gift of grace. So I've thought, why doesn't God just like open up the sky and call down to us? Hey, everybody, I'm real. I'm up here in heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm really real. You can see me. I want to make sure everybody knows. Why doesn't he do that? Well, I think that it has something to do, of course, as you mentioned, with people not wanting, or God maybe not wanting to overpower people's free will. But I believe that there is a gradual self-unveiling on God's part, most fully completed with Jesus. In other words, he did come to us as one of us. He took flesh. He spent all those years, 33 years roughly, but three of them in public ministry, performing miracles, casting out demons, and all the other miracles that he performed, up to and including his own resurrection that he predicted after he died, that he would rise from the dead. And so we, 2,000 years later, were not there. So we don't have the benefit of having seen Jesus. But you know what's interesting? Even the people who did see Jesus, April, we know that many of them didn't believe. They saw the miracles. They saw Jesus do these unbelievable things. And even they didn't believe, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think that even if God did roll back the heavens and call down to us and say, hey, I'm real, I could just imagine a whole bunch of people nowadays not believing that and saying, well, that's just CGI graphics. You know, that's just some technology that people are using to make you think that God exists, because we live in an era of skepticism. So I'm not so sure, even if God did something dramatic like that, that all that many people would believe it. So in the meantime, what I can say is this is the way the Lord planned for us to know, to come to faith, ask for that gift of faith, also to look at the evidence. And I would say the evidence is very compelling, even though you and I were not there to see Jesus face to face. In a way, we don't really need that to come to a moral certitude that he really existed. He did the things that they claimed that he did, that he rose from the dead, and ultimately that he is God himself. We have so many evidences that support that, that to my mind at least, that's more than sufficient, along with the gift of grace, for us to have certitude in our faith. So I don't think I have the answer to your question, April, but those are some of the elements that I find helpful and even compelling when I ask that question myself. What do you think?
Well, what evidence do you think there is?
Oh my gosh. Well, vastly more evidence that demonstrates that this man Jesus did exist in terms of, you know, eyewitness accounts, both from those who were his followers, like the apostles. So those who wrote gospels, they saw him and they wrote, this is what he did, this is what we saw. Now, we could, I suppose, if we're very, you know, suspicious or we're very skeptical, we could set those aside and say, we don't know whether those things are true or not, because they had a vested interest in promoting this idea that Jesus did these things and that he existed. So why don't we kind of put a question mark next to the gospels for a moment? But how do we explain the hostile third-party witnesses who were contemporaries of Jesus, or more specifically, the apostles in the first century, the Jewish writers, the pagan Roman writers, who did not like this Jesus story, and yet in their writings they corroborate what the gospels say about Jesus existing and having these followers, and people believed he rose from the dead. And the more it goes, the more of these kinds of things are written about Jesus. So we have third-party people who were not, they didn't like Christianity. They didn't agree with it. They certainly didn't accept it. And yet they're corroborating key elements of what we read in the Gospels. Now, maybe even that's not enough for somebody to say, all right, well, then I'll believe in the Gospels. But we also have another strain of evidence that's in addition to the documented historical letters and things that were written about Jesus. We also know that his followers were ruthlessly persecuted. So take the 12 apostles. They all died terrible deaths. Some of them were, well, one, I think it was St. Bartholomew, if I'm not mistaken, he was flayed alive, if you can imagine. Died by having his skin pulled off. I can't even imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew. And the people also, not just the 12, but the other disciples, were told that at one time Jesus appeared to 500 people at once. This is after the resurrection. So there were people who knew Jesus, and they knew that if they talked about this, that they themselves would be imprisoned or tortured or even killed, and many of them were, by the Jews at first, also by the pagan Romans. And yet they persisted in saying that this really happened. So we'd have to say, how can that be? Why would they do that? What was in it for them? They didn't get money. They didn't get power. They didn't get influence. They didn't have groupies. They were just hunted like criminals because they were regarded as such, and they were put to death. That's another big piece of the evidence, if you ask me, April. I hope that little bit's helpful to you, April. Keep listening, and maybe we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Today and today only, as always, we have a special, very special gift for you on a Monday of Pledge Drive. For your gift of $240, we have the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you can see it when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or tap the app on your smartphone or tablet. This is a pouch that replicates what they had for holy cards. Before the printing press, people would handcraft these gorgeous fabric holy cards, a detente, as I believe what they pronounced, how you pronounce what they called them back in the day. And it was a little pouch, and it's beautiful. This is a gorgeous velvet pouch. It's got HD printing on it. Sorry, no embroidery. We don't have enough ladies sitting around doing embroidery these days, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Promise you will love it. Yours today and today only for your gift of $240 when you visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or when you call 877-291-0123. And don't forget, Partnership Challenge Hour. Your gift is doubled dollar for dollar.
Yes, and we don't have that every day. We do have it today, though. So please take full advantage of that. You know, think about the people who listen to Relevant Radio. Maybe they don't call in. Maybe you don't hear their voices. But they're out there by the who knows how many millions of people that Relevant Radio is getting into their areas. And they're listening and they're learning. And many of them are making lifetime decisions like, I'm going to come back to the faith. I'm going to go back to confession after being gone for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It's amazing the stories of rebuilding and rediscovering your lost faith. When you make your pledge today, think about those people. You may say, well, I know I need to give alms, but who do I give it to? Well, give it to them because Relevant Radio is a lifeline for them. And you're going to hear some testimonials as we go through the week this week. But in the meantime, do it for them and just say, I want to help other people. Maybe I won't meet them till I get to heaven, but I want to help them now by helping Relevant Radio.
Call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can give hope to all of those people across the country listening to Relevant Radio day in and day out. You can also make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. $240, that's what we're looking for. We have Mary in Phoenix, Arizona, made that special gift, and she joined the Recurring Gift Society. Thank you so much. Angelica in Poth, Texas, made that gift of $240. So did Joni in Michigan. Thank you for your help and your support. I'm going to go get my gift in right now because I want one of these special little pouches. You can see it for yourself at relevantradio.com. Tap in the app on your smartphone or tablet and then make that special gift of $240. Give hope.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yes, indeed. Give hope. And I'm here to help you if you need any help, if you need a second opinion, you have a question, theological or otherwise, please feel free to call me at 888-914-9149. You can call me right now. I've got some lines open right now. 888-914-9149. Let's go first to Nancy in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Patrick.
Yes, welcome. You might need to roll up your window if you're in the car.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm hearing all the noise from the 405 freeway.
Yeah, sorry. Patrick, I'm calling because I just buried my son by the same name, Patrick, on St. Patrick's Day, who, after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, got ALS within 1 month of getting that shot.
Oh.
And we were told by the top neurologist here in California that it was from that vaccine, which is why they removed it very quietly from the market. And no one, you never hear about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it had terrible neurological issues, and he was dead in a year and 2 months. He was dead.
No, I'm so sorry. This is terrible. I'm sorry.
He leaves behind a 3-year-old, and it just makes me so angry that there's no justice. There's like no money for his child. Like, there's just all these people made billions of dollars, and there's no justice.
Mm-hmm. How terrible!
Like, it's just wrong. Yeah.
I just want to offer my heartfelt condolences, first of all, Nancy. I can't imagine what you're going through. How old was Patrick?
He had just turned 40.
He was a lawyer. He was beautiful. He was everything. And just gone.
Yeah. So in your conversation with the physician that you talked about, the one who told you that it was caused by the vaccine, my understanding, my impression is that the way things are rigged legally is that there's no legal recourse against the vaccine companies because
there's not. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do about it. But I just think it's so unjust.
Infuriating.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, infuriating, and that just my grandson has to grow up without his father. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it's just not right.
No, it's not. And I can only imagine how when you heard us talking about that 63-year-old guy who was boasting, you know, I'm getting the shot, and if it kills me, then you guys are right, but I know you're not. And he died.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, well, we will pray for Patrick. I promise you that, Nancy. I don't know how that will help emotionally, but please know that many of us will be praying for the repose of his soul and for you and the grieving family.
And so many, I'm sure there's just so many other stories like this out there of people losing their children and their loved ones to this, and no one talks about it.
Well, we try to, and there are other people out there who have been doing much more talking about it. You know, some people, that's sort of like their full-time thing is talking about this. But I do try to raise the issue whenever I can, just to make people aware.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. All right, Patrick. God bless.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Yeah. How do you, you know, how do you respond to somebody in grief like that? I can't imagine. I have a son who's a little older than that. And I just can't imagine somebody being struck down. It breaks my heart.
Yeah. And it's like we talk about this and you think that I'm fighting to be right. I hope I'm wrong. I hope everything I'm worried about with the vaccines, I hope I'm wrong because 99% of all the people I love have it.
Yeah.
I want to be wrong. I'm afraid I'm not.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it reminds me, Cyrus, of this was on Twitter about a year or so ago. There was this young cardiologist, I'm guessing probably about the same age by the look of it, late 30s, maybe about 40, very successful. And he was boasting on Twitter. Well, maybe boasting is not quite the right word, but he was repudiating. He was deriding people who, like Nancy, who we just heard from a moment ago, expressed their misgivings about the COVID vaccine and how dumb these people are and so on. Well, he got the shot and died in his sleep shortly thereafter. Peak physical condition. Now, some people may say, well, he may have had a heart murmur. He may have had something else. Okay, maybe, I suppose so. But there's no question but that in the aftermath of the rollout of the COVID vaccinations, and I know my friend's shouting it's not a vaccine, but I get
it.
Let me hear me out. Thing is, in the aftermath of this, there are just countless people who see things like that, this cardiologist or that bodybuilder, who are saying, you know, this can't hurt me, and if I die, then you'll know. That's what the bodybuilder said. And they get it, and they die suddenly at a young age. And what are people supposed to think? Are they just supposed to turn a blind eye to that and say, oh, well, that's totally normal. No problem there. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Cyrus. I'm exasperated by this stuff.
Yeah, I am too. And so there's a push to have the COVID vax as part of the yearly vaccinations that children get to be able to go to school. And so this ties in with what Chelsea Clinton is pushing to catch, you know, they want to catch every
kid.
They want to catch those kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I no.
What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Well, you're right, Cyrus. And it's distressing, but I'm not here to distress people. I just wanted to respond to something that is worth taking note of. And that is, you know, these people who, for some strange reason, are dying suddenly in the prime of their life. Let's go to, we have a bunch of emails I want to get to as well. And for that matter, if you want to be on the program with your call, 888-914-9149. That's the number to call. Let's see if we can't get quickly to Pat in Lexington, Kentucky. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Good morning. I've been having some discussions and about purgatory and praying for the dead in purgatory with some mm-hmm. friends of mine who don't believe that. And I just need some backup from you, hopefully, references or something I can show sure. them and tell them. And I,
are these friends like Bible-believing Protestant folk, or who are they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So the first thing to point out is Revelation 21:27, nothing unclean can enter heaven. Well, what does that mean exactly? So if you're unclean, it's not referring to bodily, you know, dirt on your body. It's referring to your soul. What does that mean exactly? It means that if you have sin on your soul, you can't go into heaven because you can't see God face to face without being pure of heart. As Jesus said, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. So I would point that out, number one, nothing unclean will enter heaven. So if you are, you can say to them, are you perfect in every respect? Are you completely sinless? And your friend's probably going to say, well, no. Okay, so if nothing unclean can enter heaven, if you were to die right now and you still have some sin on your soul, and let's just make it easy and say that you were in the state of grace, even though chances are pretty good that this person isn't, but in any case, if you're in the state of grace, but you still have the vestiges of sin, venial sins, for example, not to mention the effects of sin that have been forgiven, well, the Bible's really clear. Nothing unclean can enter heaven. You have to, your robe has to be washed in the blood of Jesus so that it's resplendent and completely clean and white, etc. Well, you're not in that state right now. So if you die right now, what happens in between? All purgatory is that process in which God purifies the soul. Now, a good reference, if you want to read it, you know, kind of without the word being used, but a description of purgatory is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 10. And there St. Paul says, like a wise master builder, I am building upon a foundation. And he describes a man who's built his life on the foundation of Jesus. He says the day that his life's works are disclosed will show his works, both good and bad, revealed by fire. So this is after he dies, and now the works of his life are being demonstrated. He says his works will be revealed with fire, and some of those works, the bad works, he says, are burned off. He describes them as wood, hay, or straw. And he says the man suffers loss as those things are being burned off. He says he will be saved, but only as though passing through fire. Now, he's not in heaven yet, so it's after his death. He's not in heaven yet. He will be saved, but only as though passing through fire. So it's a compact little description of purgatory, even though it doesn't use the word. And that's not necessary because the Bible doesn't use the word Trinity, and yet we can see the doctrine in Scripture. So those are some helpful verses, I think, that you'll find. Try those and see how the next conversation goes, and call me back, and maybe we'll pick it up from there. Thanks, Pat. All right, miracle moment straight ahead. Listen to how listening to Relevant Radio is changing lives every day.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Did you ever imagine that we would go from 9 stations on that day to now 210 stations coast to coast?
Original morning air host, Jeff Cavins.
Well, no, I didn't. There was no way to do it. I think it's similar to asking the disciples, did you ever believe that you would feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? And they're like, no, I had no idea that was going to happen. But that's the beautiful thing about radio is that, you know, when people support Catholic Radio, they may give what seems to some people as a small gift, but that small gift in the hands of Jesus can do extraordinary things. And that's where you go from the natural to the supernatural. And God can do things to reach the world that we couldn't do on our own.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
I love that. And you know, I feel so happy
and so hopeful knowing that I am a part of what we are doing here at Relevant Radio. And I guarantee when you give hope, you will feel that same happiness, that same hopefulness when you help support this local station. What we're looking for right now is $240. That's it. And we have a very, very special gift for you. It's for today and today only. This is not available tomorrow. And I am looking, there is a limited number. There's a lot, but there's a limited number. So get in early, get in quick. We need to hear from you now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, it's so easy to do the make your pledge online. So relevantradio.com, easy to remember, easy to do. I think the land speed record, Mary, is what, like 40 seconds to get your
something like that. Pledge I can't
done.
Do it.
Yeah, it's
get all
pretty
fumbled
amazing.
When I try.
I know the feeling. And also the app too. Don't forget, if you have the app on your phone, just tap it and you'll see right there where you can make the pledge safe and secure. It is easy, and it's so much faster than if you call. But if calling is your preferred way to pledge, please feel free. 877-291-0123. We know you're busy. We know you want to get going, but we also know that you want to feel good knowing that you helped people by making your pledge to Relevant Radio. This is the first day of Pledge Drive, a lot of ground to cover, and we'll talk more about that. But let's get some momentum, shall we?
We've got it going. 43 people are giving hope and feeling hopeful and happy during this hour. Can we get 43 more here in the last 15 minutes? Join us now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your special gift of $240 for today and today only will give hope, along with you receiving this beautiful Relevant Radio Divine Mercy carrier. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is a velvet carrier with an imprint of the Divine Mercy and also the special prayer from St. Faustina. And this is a replica of what they used for a prayer card before the printing press. They would make these beautiful tapestries that they would carry with them as their prayer cards. So this is a great little step back in time, which I'm nostalgic. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It has a kind of old world feel about it, which is nice. And it will look beautiful in your home. It'll also look great in your office cubicle. Just imagine what what your coworkers are going to say. What's that? Who's that? And then you'll have an opportunity to do a little evangelization on your lunch break.
And the
this
nice
is
thing,
the first day of Pledge Drive. Sorry, Mary, go ahead.
Go ahead. I would say the nice thing in the cubicle is everybody loves Jesus. So call now. It's 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
Man, I remember when this album came out. And it was like the soundtrack of my, what was it, senior year of high school? Big hit. And then the guy disappeared. He had this monster hit with this album. Peter Frampton, that is. And then he just disappeared. Oh, well. He made his money, I guess. 888-914-914. He didn't really disappear. He kept going in the music world, but nothing like this. Let's go to Brett now in Rhode Island. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for
yes,
taking
sir.
My call.
Happy to.
Hi. So I have a great friend, and we talk Christianity. I'm a Catholic. And he just told me today, I'm so shocked that he doesn't believe that Jesus is God. He believes he's the Son of God. So I was hoping maybe you can help me get him some information.
Sure. I mean, has he ever read the Gospels? Because Jesus repeatedly reveals himself to be God.
Yeah,
for example,
I've been showing him.
Yeah,
yep, what is it? I'm sorry.
So I'll just put it this way, and then you know, tell me what you think. So Jesus, he claimed to be God. And the Jews understood this. In fact, in John's gospel, more than one occasion, they pick up stones to stone Jesus to death. And that was the death penalty that was prescribed by the law of Moses. And he said, you know, before Abraham was, I am, using the very name that God used in Exodus chapter 3. And his Jewish listeners were just, they just couldn't handle it. It was like, what are you talking about? You're not even 50 years old, and you're saying that you were before Abraham? And what do you mean that the Father is in you and you are in the Father? We had the reading just this past Sunday, yesterday. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because his apostles were saying, Lord, show us the Father. I think it was St. Philip who said, show us the Father. Well, you've been with me all this time and you don't realize that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Point being is that in those instances, he clearly said that he was God and the people understood him to do that. That's why they picked up stones to kill him. And Jesus queried them, saying, for which of my good deeds do you seek to stone me? And they said, it's not for any of your good deeds, but because you who are a man are making yourself out to be God. And so, I mean, it's like very, very clear that Jesus claimed divinity in so many different ways. And also his followers claimed this for him. So, you know, we're told, for example, by St. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 17, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost of sinners. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11, St. Paul says, we are awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. First John, chapter 5, he says, and we know that the Son of God has come to us and given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And these are just some of the apostolic statements that are made. So maybe you could ask your friend, well, if Jesus said he was God, and the Jews understood that, and they wanted to kill him for this, and his followers who knew him and spent time with him, St. Paul was not one of them, he came later, but they knew that he was God, and they said that he was God. Why is it that you can't accept the eyewitness accounts of people who knew Jesus firsthand, and they said he was God, and he said he was God? On what basis do you deny that he was God? What do you think he would say?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to see the truth. You know, I sent him a bunch of readings and scripture today. I don't know if he read them or not, but I'm going to point them to your show archives for sure.
Yeah, please do. And I would respectfully, sincerely encourage him to call in. I mean, I don't seek to have a quarrel with him, and I wouldn't argue with him, but I would at least be happy to entertain his questions and challenges. I'd be happy to talk about it with him if he wanted to. But fundamentally, though, this is a matter of faith. And as I kind of alluded to earlier in the program today, you can have all the evidence in the world staring you right in the face and still not believe if you don't have the gift of faith. Now, it's a gift that the Lord wants to give to everybody. As Jesus said, you know, for God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever should believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. So faith is necessary. It's a supernatural gift. Some people, they can have all that evidence staring them in the face, and they still just don't make the connection, or they won't. Some people don't have to look at much evidence at all, and they receive that gift of faith. So maybe be praying in the meantime for your friend to at least be open to the truth so that he can receive that gift of faith.
Yeah, I definitely will. I mean, he believes that he worships Jesus. He's a Christian. He just doesn't believe he is God. He believes he's the Son of God.
Well, so, then he has no business worshiping him, because if he's worshiping Jesus as a creature, then he's breaking the first commandment to have no gods before the one true God. So,
yes, yeah.
You know, is he by chance a Jehovah's Witness, or what background is he?
No.
Does he have?
Nope, just Christianity. Just a Christian.
Yeah. Well, you can also tell him, listen, if Jesus isn't God, then you're still in your sins, because human beings don't have the ability to save ourselves. That's why we need the incarnation. That's why Jesus died on the cross. And if that was just some superhuman man, we're still stuck in our sins. So that's another thing for him to deal with and think about. Thanks, Brett. This is Pledge Drive. Mary Graham's going to help me out here in just a minute, talk about what we need to do this week.
all you need to do is give us a call, stop by the website, open up that app. It's real easy, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. If you go with either of those two digital ways of giving during this pledge drive, you're going to give hope to your local community, and you're going to receive this very beautiful pouch that we've got available for you for your gift of $240 available today and today only. We'd like to see another 20 of those disappear here in the next 6 minutes or so. So be one of those 20 people that's going to reach out right now. Give hope at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And this pouch is called, it's the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's beautiful. It's big enough to hold a small book. It can hold a rosary. You can put other prayer cards in there. You could put it on your nightstand, put it on your baby's cradle, at the edge of the cradle or the crib, your doorknob, your bedpost. Carry it with you wherever you go. Or like Patrick said, put it in your cubicle at work. It's a great conversation starter. And the nice thing is it's got a beautiful image of the Divine Mercy on it. So that's something that's going to draw in other people who are Christian to kind of talk about what is the Divine Mercy, and how does Jesus interact with us in a very special and unique way in the Catholic Church?
That's right, Mary. You never know how you can do some evangelization off the cuff when you have an image like that where you work. I want to say some thank yous. So Anonymous in Sacramento, thank you so much for your $240 online gift. Brand new donor, thank you. Rodney in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, thank you for your $50 online gift, brand new donor. Welcome to the family. Judy in Sewanee, Georgia, your $50 gift, much appreciated, online, brand new donor. And Eloise in Chelmsford, and I never know whether it's pronounced Chelmsford or Kelmsford, so forgive me if I'm saying it incorrectly. But thank you so much for your $100 gift. We sure appreciate it, and we welcome you as a brand new donor. If you are ready to make your pledge, the easiest and quickest way to do it is at relevantradio.com.
Or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Thank you so much to Alma in Montebello, California. You made that special gift of $246. That qualifies for that absolutely gorgeous Divine Mercy Radio Carrier, or the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. Easy for me to say. It's gorgeous. It is a beautiful black velvet, and it's got a gorgeous image of the Divine Mercy on it and the prayer from St. Faustina. You can see it for yourself at relevantradio.com, or when you tap the app on your smartphone or tablet. We want to say thank you to Berta in Maple Valley, Washington. She got that special gift. So did Mildred in Pout, P-A-W-T, Pout, Rhode Island. Thank you so much, and sorry if I said your city name wrong.
Yeah, it happens. Even I, Mary, I've traveled the country for over 35 years, crisscrossing the country, little towns, big cities. And there's still plenty of places I just don't have a clue how to pronounce the word. So don't feel too bad. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call for the pledge drive. We're more than happy, and we're would very much like to take your prayer intentions as well. We just heard a few minutes ago from a grieving mother whose young son, young, 40 years of age, died suddenly, leaving behind a young family. People are hurting, and they need prayers, and you probably do too. I know I do. So if you want us to pray for you, call 877-291-0123 and let us know how we can pray for you. It's a two-way street, that's for sure.
It sure is, and that's one of the best things about what you hear here, how we give that hope. You know that when someone calls in with that heart-wrenching story, or the joyful story, everybody is joining you in prayer of thanksgiving or prayer of sorrow with you. You're getting prayers across the country. And it only happens because people just like you have helped support the station before you came along. Well, now it's your turn. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Thank you for that gift. And there's another one. We just need 12 more in the last 2 minutes here. Be one of those 12 people who steps up. Give hope at $240 today and today only. You get this absolutely gorgeous Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's a reflection of what they used to use for prayer cards before the printing press. You'll love it. Visit the website to see it, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Shout out to Donna in Cape Cod, Florida. A $500 gift. So grateful for that, Donna. Thank you. Is anyone out there ready to make a $10,000 gift? That'd be a great way to get our Monday started, first day of pledge drive. We have a big mountain to climb, a need of $3 million. So we're coming to you because we are listener supported, and you're a listener. So support us, please.
Give us a call. We need 10 more people here in the last minute at 877-291-0123, or visit our website.